Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be to God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. So you are watching Passion Television. So good morning and good evening, Facebook family and friends. This is Evangelist Shelozia from Shahpur, Punjab, Pakistan. And you are watching Open Leadership Network Worldwide live broadcast only on Passion Television here in Pakistan. And this is the day that Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. So Lord has given us this beautiful day to rejoice in it. And first of all, I want to say Happy Palm Sunday to my Facebook family and friends. Have a very blessed Palm Sunday to you and your families. And today we are having a very beautiful guest, a handsome guest from USA, Jeremy Cavallari, who will share the word of God with everyone. Hope you will listen to the word of God and got your blessings. Please like, share, and comment as you come online and receive your blessings by the word of God. So, hello, sir. How are you?
I am wonderful. I am blessed. This is a wonderful Palm Sunday. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So you can pray now and start your teaching. Amen.
Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you so very much. So I want to say it is an honor and a privilege to be able to come to this platform today to discuss about the wonders and the glory of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I believe God has a message for us today.
Amen. Yes, you can pray now and start your teaching.
Yes, so dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we want to come to you today to tell you of the goodness of who you are to the nations. We want to thank you, God, for this opportunity to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ as we celebrate what you are and who you are, as we discuss and reflect upon this preliminary plan as we prepare the way towards Easter and what is going to happen and where God is going to lead us next. We want to thank you for all the mercies that you've given us. We want to thank you for all the opportunities that you've given us. Because God, without your help, we would not be able to do what you called us to do today. So my message today is about finding favor with God when we pray.
Amen.
So the verse that is coming to mind, and it's a story that we'll share. We're going to look at Genesis. Genesis chapter 24.
Genesis chapter 24,
verses 10 through 28.
Genesis chapter 24, verse 10 to
10 through 28.
10 to 28. So can I read it for you?
Sure, you can.
So it is written in the Bible in Genesis chapter 24, from verse 10 to 28. That then the servant took 10 of his master's camels and departed, for all his master's goods were in his hand, and he arose and went to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahor, and he made his camels kneel down outside the city by a well of water at evening time, the time when women go out to draw water. Then he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, please give me success this day and show kindness to my master Abraham. Behold, here I stand by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming out to draw water. Now let it be that the young woman to whom I say, please let down your pitcher that I may drink, and she says, drink, and I will also give your camels a drink. Let her be the one you have appointed for your servant Isaac, and by this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master. And it happened, before he had finished speaking, that behold, Rebecca, who was born to Bethuel, son of Malachi, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, came out with her pitcher on her shoulder. Now the young woman was very beautiful to behold, a virgin. No man had known her, and she went down to the well, filled her pitcher, and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, "Please let me drink a little water from your pitcher." So she said, "Drink, my lord." Then she quickly let her pitcher down to her hand and gave him a drink. And when she had finished giving him a drink, she said, "I will draw water for your camels also until they have finished drinking." Then she quickly emptied her pitcher into the trough, ran back to the well to draw water, and drew for all his camels. And the man, wondering at her, remained silent so as to know whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. So it was when the camels had finished drinking that the man took a golden nose ring weighing half a shekel and two bracelets for her wrist weighing 10 shekels of gold and said, "Whose daughters are you? Tell me, please, is there room in your father's house for us to lodge?" So she said to him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, Malachi's son, whom she bore to Nahor. Moreover, she said to him, "We have both straw and feed enough and room to lodge." Then the man bowed down his head and worshipped the Lord. And he said, "Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his mercy and his truth toward my master. As for me, being on the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren." So the young woman ran and told her mother's household these things. Amen.
Amen. So as we hear in God's word, when you start praying, you can be very specific if you need a sign.
Amen.
We see this here in the beginning. He's wanting kindness to be shown to Abraham. And he talks about how God wants to respect the decisions that we have. And we see this where, okay, he asks, he says, "God, can you provide me a sign that you'll take care of the camels and not just me?"
Yeah.
One of the things that happens in our daily walk, and even just, you know, with the regular things that we do with our daily living, is we're always wanting confirmation of what God wants to do in our life.
Yeah.
Whether it's who you want to talk to, where you're going, what job you're going to take, where you might actually have a conversation with somebody. And there's many different times in my life where I've asked these kinds of questions. I've said, "God, if you want me to, you know, have this opportunity, someone will call me today." And I've been specific in some cases. They'll call me between 2 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be it. Or maybe it's you have a job opportunity and somebody gives you, and this is the most recent one, somebody gave me an opportunity to do a job. And it didn't have any kind of benefits. It was just a flat pay rate. And I said, "God, we need insurance. We need other things to provide for the family."
Yeah.
And I said, "God, why not us move to have someone else give another offer?" And I said, "God, if someone else gives another offer, it needs to provide more sustenance to be able to move forward with what happened." And that just recently happened. I had two companies in the same 24-hour period offer me a job, and one of them had more opportunity than the other. I told the second one, I said, "I've already accepted this other offer. Have a nice day." And they kept writing me from 8 p.m. all the way until 1 p.m. the following day. They kept changing. "What can I do to make you happy. What can I do? And I said, God, this has to be a sign. This person spent 12 hours writing me, right?
Yeah, amen.
Wanting to do more. And I said, okay, God, I'm going to take this other offer. So my question is to you, saints, when's the last time you asked God something specifically in your life and he gave you a sign? What are we doing in our prayer life? As I discussed on my broadcast last night, that we should pray for our enemies. We should bless our enemies. We should take care and be the body of Christ. We should go forward and spread the gospel in any way possible so then that more people will get saved, more people will hear about Jesus, and it won't just be done for nothing. God cares about the most simplistic things in our life, whether it's where we're going, where we're working, where we go to school, who we talk to.
Amen.
If you have that continuous prayer life, and it's not one-sided. See, the reason why this story doesn't happen in our lives is because we're not listening to God. We're too busy telling him what we want. Well, I need this, I need that, I need this, I need that. And we don't shut up. We don't stop talking. We don't spend time listening to God talk to us.
Yeah.
And if we spend time listening to what God wants to do in our life, we can have these opportunities happen. But here's the other challenge on the other side.
Yeah.
Many people get this sign from God. You should take that job. This person's going to provide the drink for you and your camels. But then a lot of people, they freeze up. They lock up and say, I can't do this.
Yeah.
You know, or let's use the example of my wife, where her grandfather knew the angry man for the town. Wherever you live, you all can probably come up with somebody's name that's the most angriest person. They're yelling, they're cussing, they're physically violent, they break things, they hurt people, they've been arrested for their physical activities. And people are told to stay away from this person. It's not safe.
Yeah.
Stay away. It's not safe for you. Don't talk to that person. Don't go see that person. Stay away.
Yeah.
So this was the winter months when the snow was coming down. And my wife's grandfather decided to go to his house with his snowplow and plow the snow out of his area, his dwelling, so he could walk out of his house, get in his vehicle, and drive to where he needed to go. Now, part of the story we don't know is, was he home? Was he not home? That doesn't really matter. What mattered is it was an act of kindness that happened in that moment.
Yeah, exactly. Amen.
And this kindness transformed this person's life. This person's calloused heart and this person's calloused mind, it transformed in such a way that this person went to church. They cleaned up their life. They got saved. This angry man stopped being angry and started loving on Jesus. Because he was loving on Jesus, he started to love other people.
Yeah, exactly.
And when he loved other people, he dedicated his life. He got sanctified in his life with Christ, and he became a minister. And when he became a minister, and before he became a minister, he started going out finding all the angry people that he knew and all the people he used to be around and helped lead them to Christ. That is the amazing story that happens here. So I say again, the challenge today, what are we doing when we pray?
Yeah.
Like, for instance, if we're praying for someone that we don't get along with, there's multiple different things can happen. I know some Christians will say, well, you know, I'm just going to pray that, you know, God just makes them, you know, irritated and, they're not able to do anything. And, you know, maybe they'll just repent of their ways and they'll come over here and give me what I want. That's one kind of prayer. How about we pray that God brings things into their life to break that stronghold off of them? See, if we look at this, we all have different strongholds in our lives. The devil has assignments on our lives to destroy and kill each and every single one of us in whatever way they possibly can do.
Exactly. Amen.
And if we let the devil come in,
mm-hmm.
in our hearts and our minds and in our actions, we will fall and fail apart. We will fall apart.
Yeah.
We will fail. We will not hear God's word.
Yeah, exactly.
We will not know where the 10 camels are at. If we're full of anxiety and stress and anger and confusion, we won't pay attention. We wouldn't have that. If we had that prayer, we didn't really believe that God was doing anything, that person could have gave the water to them and Abraham and the camels, and they could have just went on their way and just moved on with their life.
Didn't think anything.
Didn't choose anything. That whole story could have had a different ending if they didn't pray, if they didn't take the prayer seriously, if they weren't still listening to God after they prayed.
Yeah.
Because the opportunity for God to speak to us, it never stops. Just like this broadcast, this comes through a frequency in the air.
Yeah, exactly.
To cables and to technologies that come across multiple countries to get from the United States to Pakistan. But here we are.
Yeah.
For those of you that have cell phones, such as like this, there's a frequency.
Yeah.
There's a signal that's coming in and out of this phone. I can't touch it. I can't see it. I can see my phone.
Yeah, but you can see.
That's the same way the Holy Spirit is today. God is a frequency. The Holy Spirit is a frequency. We have to learn to be tuned into the broadcast.
Amen. Praise God.
We have to tune into what God is doing.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
And where God wants to put us. And how God wants to lead us.
Amen.
Because we can't do this on our own. We cannot.
Yeah,
we cannot express and understand the mysteries and the capability of Jesus Christ without listening to who he is.
Yeah.
Without listening to what he wants to do in our life. Because if we fail to do that, if we fail to be the way God wants to do, we're not going to get the blessings that God has for our lives and the lives of other people.
Amen.
So here's the other part of this conversation.
Uh-huh.
So you have the blessing that God gave you. You made the prayer. God answered the prayer.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you going to do next? Are you going to become selfish and say, well, I got what I wanted from God. Let me just ask God for something else. Are you going to testify with your testimony of what God has done in your life?
Yeah.
Just like when I was homeless, I said, God, you show me a sign that you want me to get more involved in ministry. But I'm in homeless shelter. I have nothing. Nobody knows me. I don't have a ministry. I'm just a kid that just finished 12 years of education. What can God do with that? He said, stop doubting yourself, Jeremy. I said, what do you mean? He says, I can do all things. Do you not believe that? I said, yes.
Yeah.
He said, well, step out on faith today, and I will show you a sign. He said, Jeremy, go to the mall. I said, why do you want me to go to the mall? That's out of the way for me to walk to work. He said, just go to the mall, and you'll see someone. And that person was someone that had a radio broadcast. He said, Jeremy, you walk up to him and introduce yourself. I said, I don't know how to communicate. I can't do that. He's like, just do it and watch what happens.
Amen.
And at that point, he was my Aaron. 23 years ago, I couldn't talk like this to you.
Mm-hmm.
I would mumble. How are you doing? My head would be down. I had no confidence. But God transformed that. And things happened in my life so that God was able to move me to a place where he wanted me to be, to where this moment finally happened. So we spoke on another message, which ties into this 10 camel story, after the blessing. Because you got to be ready.
Yeah.
When God blesses you, you got to be ready for where that takes you next.
Amen.
You need to be able to testify the glories and the wisdom of Jesus Christ today.
yeah.
what he wants to do in your life, in the lives of others.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we see in the Old Testament where people were asked to go speak to leaders and people were asked to translate dreams. That still happens today. Many of you in the United States are getting ready to go to Sunday school. Some of you start church in 40 minutes from now. Others of you start in an hour or 2 hours, 5 hours, depending on where you're at. Some of you, this is your evening time, just like in Pakistan. You may be getting ready to go to evening church or evening study, or maybe you have to work or something because you can't do that. What is God asking of you today? You know, many people want to talk about the fleece story, about asking for the fleece. This is very similar to that.
Yeah.
Where God wants to lead you and guide you and direct you. So the challenge today is present your request to God and have faith that God will lead you through.
Amen.
So you will not fall and fall apart.
Amen.
We'll have a testimony of the goodness of God today. And once you have that testimony, the challenge is spread the news of what Jesus has done in your life. If you are a Christian, you should be excited about heaven. You should be excited. This world is not my home. It is not your home. It is not your home. Ma'am, sir, child, we are all what? We are children of God. And this world is not our home. We should be telling people about heaven. We should be telling people about Jesus because God wants to transform our life. He wants to change us. He wants to guide us. And there's many things that we could have got involved in.
Hallelujah.
He's protected
us. Yeah.
He's brought us provisions when there were none. He's given us protection when there wasn't any. So many of us want to say, well, Jeremy, I didn't get to do this and I didn't get to do that. I said, what if God was protecting you from something? You weren't supposed to go that way. You weren't supposed to be in that situation. Because God has something else for you. See, when we start praying for our friends, when we start praying for our family, and we pray for other ministries in our church and those that are against us, it takes the shackles off of yourself of what the devil wants to try and do and make you frustrated and make you angry and confused. It removes all that callous and malice out of your life. The chaos and discord ceases in Jesus' name because you're covered by the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
And the devil can't get past this bloodline. The devil can't cross that bloodline of Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
And when you're there, he'll operate in such a way that he'll lead you to where you need to be.
Amen.
And the blessings will continue to go all the days of your life.
Praise
Last night, we received a call from somebody who said one of their family members was sick. So we took some time and talked to them for quite a while, almost up to an hour. We had to stop because they needed to go somewhere. But in this conversation, we learned about their family and what was going on. And my wife was able to have conversations with this woman about her family member because the person that was sick had the same illness that her grandfather that just passed away a few years ago. And I have to tell you that God is here. When you think you've lost all hope, and this person was saying, I've been distracted all day by this unknown situation. I've been distracted by my flesh, because our flesh is weak. The Bible says we're not able to control our tongue. It's like a fort. Little thing that does whatever. You ever heard someone say, well, I didn't think about what I said before I said it.
Amen.
Many times the words that come out of our mouth don't process through our brain the way you would a regular filter. You just start speaking without really having time to think.
Amen.
She said, I've been struggling what I'm saying. I've been crying all day and I didn't know what to do. And I knew I needed to talk to somebody. So we made ourselves available to talk.
Amen.
And in this moment, this woman was able to lay down this stuff that was holding her back.
Yeah.
That was causing her mind to just attack her. And the devil was trying to attack her because she was trying to think too far in the future. See, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
We want plans. And the Bible says that God gives us a plan for a future and a path. But when we in our flesh try and do this, we try and figure out all the obstacles. We try and put all the puzzle pieces together.
Exactly.
And we fail to meet what God wants to do and where he wants to take us.
Yeah.
But when we focus in on what Jesus is doing, we can say, okay, God, I specifically believe that today that I'm going to meet somebody and it's going to open the doors for me to find work, or it's going to open the doors for me to have restoration in my family. It's going to open the doors for me for my education experience. It's going to open the doors for peace and joy and prosperity and many things that can happen in my life and your life today. So, yes, it's not challenging God to specifically ask God for a prayer like
that. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Because God loves you.
Amen.
He knows the very number of hair on your head.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if you're like me, but my grandmother used to have to pluck the feathers off of a chicken. Mm-hmm. She was preparing to cook. I had an opportunity to do this a couple of times, and that is very time consuming. Can you imagine plucking each, if your head was completely shaved and you had to pick up each hair, would you be able to count that? There was not enough time in a 4-hour period to probably count all the hair that would have been falling upon the ground. If you had a full head of hair, you might miss something. It might, the wind might go away. God knows everything about you.
He
counts the decisions that you make that are foolish. He counts the decisions that you make that are sinful. And in spite of our sin and in spite of our stupidities, and our failures and our setbacks, God still has a plan for us.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
God still wants to move in our life.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping and I am praying for you today that God will open the door for you to have that sign in your life as you pray.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come before you today and we ask you, Lord, to give the people of Pakistan a sign of the wonders and wisdom and the omnipotent power and presence of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Hallelujah.
Send the Holy Spirit right now to Pakistan.
Amen.
Send the Holy Spirit into your people to spread the message of Jesus. Lord, we pray for those that have done us wrong. Lord, we pray for those that weren't on our side. We pray for those that haven't done anything wrong and just aren't following. We pray for those that aren't listening
to
the word of God. We pray for those in the educational system. We pray for the government. We pray that you open doors in the educational system. We pray that you open doors in the governmental system, in the businesses, as you open the doors for Jesus Christ of Nazareth to be represented across the nation of Pakistan.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
God, we ask you right now to show favor on Pakistan's all across planet Earth as they are going forth and either representing their country or representing their family or a business, or maybe some of them are ministries across the globe, that you will guide them, that you will direct them and lead them on a path that is the path of Jesus Christ.
Lord,
we pray for the things that have tried to hold us back. As we try to doubt you, as we try to not understand you, as we try to come in such a way where it didn't make any sense. Lord, we pray that you just continue to open doors of blessings and favor upon the people of Pakistan today. Lord, we pray that you continue to guide and direct the hands of Pakistan people all over the world. Lord, we pray against those people that may have done us wrong, that we can forgive them and lead them to Christ, that we can do what you called us to do today, God.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Again, we say, send your signs and wonders to Pakistan people around the world.
That
you do care about them, that you do love them, that you will guide them and direct them for all the days of their life.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
That you will strengthen
Praise
family members across multiple generations.
Yes.
That you will strengthen the marketplace for those that are working, making bread, to those that are cooking fish, to those that are making bricks, to those that are in the office working in a bank.
In the name of Jesus.
For those that are teachers and lawyers and technical contacts, Lord, that you'll just strengthen and guide and direct them in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
let us be ready in and out of season when we do receive a blessing from you. When we do pray and we don't hear an answer. When we do pray and we do hear the answer.
Amen.
And then you show us a sign so that when after the blessing happens, we're able to testify of the mighty wonders of Jesus Christ, of what God did for me and what God did for you. That we'll want to talk about heaven.
Yeah.
That we'll want to talk about what God has done in my life.
Yes.
And the lives of others. And show that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, we pray as we come up towards Easter. As we continue to go through the rest of this Palm Sunday all the way up through Easter, that there will be more opportunities to spread the gospel. There'll be more opportunities to use our skills and the things that we have in our lives to be a blessing to other people.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
So that many people will be saved. Many people's callous hearts and minds will be transformed by the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
We believe
Hallelujah.
In God, who is a faithful God and an ever-loving God and a strong tower in our lives.
Faithful
and
God.
We believe,
Amen.
Jesus, that you will continue to move the mountains and valleys across Pakistan people, that you will bring them to a place where they are stronger than they have ever been before.
Yeah.
And that they will continue to be in the hands of Jesus Christ. They'll continue to serve all the days of their life. God, we want to thank you for what you did on that cross that day.
Praise
standing
God,
in the gap for my sins and the sins of Pakistan people all over the globe.
Yes,
as so many people are
Lord,
looking for
God,
signs
hallelujah,
and wonders
hallelujah.
Of what you are doing and where you want us to go and how you want us to get there. God, we want to thank you. We want to bless your name.
Yes.
Because we trust in you, God.
Yes, Lord,
we love you,
Lord.
God.
Yes, hallelujah.
And we cannot do this without your help.
Yeah, exactly.
Lord, we pray for those right now that don't know who you are.
Amen.
They're in the middle of struggles and strifes and things that are in their life, and they don't know who Jesus is. Lord,
Amen.
We ask you to bring people in their life to show them who Jesus Christ is. Let us be good ambassadors of Jesus today. Let us
Amen.
Represent Christ today in all that we do.
Yes, hallelujah.
We pray that a sign will happen in their life that will show them
Amen.
Jesus, where they'll be able to testify of God's goodness.
Yes. Yes.
They'll be
yes,
able to
yes.
move forward in the goodness of God.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank
yes,
you so
hallelujah.
Much, Jesus, for what you've done, the many blessings for you and I today.
Amen.
And we thank you, God, for where you're going to lead us next, that you'll continue
Amen.
To lead us in the path of righteousness in Jesus' name. By the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a wonderful message. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we are very thankful to you that you have given the sermon on our Passion Television official here in Pakistan. It was a very wonderful message, very blessed message. Hopefully everyone who was watching with us got much blessings from this sermon. And hopefully we will connect again next week. By the grace of God, if it's the God's will, then you can share the word of God next week, again on our Passion Television official here in Pakistan. And I am much thankful and grateful to the Lord Jesus Christ for you, that you have given the sermon on our Passion Television official. It was very honor and pleasure for us. And we are just thankful to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you so very much.
Amen.
This opportunity here on this wonderful platform today, it is an honor and a privilege to be able to share the gospel of Jesus. It is an honor and privilege to be able to fellowship with you today and all the many saints in the world that have joined the broadcast. Thank you so very much. God bless you all.
Praise God. God bless you. Okay, bye-bye. God bless you.